news from the North Pole Special Events Center. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News with coverage of Santa's press conference. We're gathered here with others of the North Pole media to hear what we think will be an announcement of the goal Santa Claus has set for the recruitment of Santa Tracker Elves for the 2021 Christmas season. With me is my broadcast partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, do you suppose this press conference is about something other than the tracker goal?
Frank, I don't think so. So far, Operation Merry Christmas 21 has followed the plan and almost exactly, I would say, at this point. And I think this was part of the plan from the beginning. The only question is whether this is about the number of elves needed, but just what that goal is going to be and how high it will reach.
Yes, we've heard a lot of numbers tossed around these past few months. Everything from about 75 to 100 million is educated guesses.
I wouldn't be surprised by that top-end number, Frank. I've talked with a number of experts at Flight Command, and they're expecting that 100 million mark, quite honestly. This is the fifth year of the Tracker Elf program, and the goal has essentially doubled every year. I think 100 million is a good guess, Frank.
Well, here comes Santa now, looking very relaxed in his summer outfit. Crash, I don't think I've ever seen Santa so informally dressed for a press event like this.
Yeah, that's pretty strange, Frank. I wonder if Santa has a golf date or something after this.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I know everyone wants to get back to their Christmas in July celebrations, so I'll make this brief. As you well know, the Santa Tracker Elf program the North Pole began is in its fifth year. For 5 years, we've followed a carefully planned program of developing a network of elves who aid in providing critical flight support for our Christmas efforts every year. In this fifth year, the program finally and fully takes off to its full potential. I'm pleased to announce that the tracker recruitment goal for 2021 is 200 million elves worldwide. I've met with my senior staff to discuss the goal and how it will be met. With me, they share confidence in the world community in helping us to achieve this goal. We anticipate this will help us not only have a successful flight in 2021, but a safer one. And if we're lucky, we'll set a new speed record along the way. Thank you for your attendance today, and a very Merry Christmas.
Crash, I don't think Santa could have made a predictable event more stunning than he did with that announcement. Nobody expected a number this high. People here are absolutely stunned. Elves here are in shock, talking to each other excitedly as they try to grasp this news. What do you think, Crash?
I think if I woke up tomorrow with my pocket stuffed full of gold, I couldn't be more surprised. That's an incredibly huge number, and I have to tell you, Frank, I'm not too sure we can do it.
Crash, I can tell that's the reaction of a lot of people around here. Let's go to Elf Roger Starr, International Director of Santa Trackers, for his reaction. Roger, what did you think of this number when Santa first told you?
I can't lie, it came as a huge surprise, Frank, but Santa approached me with this number around the middle of March, so I've had time to process it. I believe we can do it. We are effectively adding 150 million new elves to our ranks over the next 5 months, Frank. So we've been at work not only preparing to recruit that many, but also to boost the staffing we need at Flight Command and to handle all the extra work that comes from a department that large. There's a lot of dynamics here to think about.
Yes, that number is so blindingly high that I forgot all about the support this is going to take. Not only does this represent a lot of expansion and work to Flight Command, but also to the Department of Elf Resources, the Public Relations Department, the News Department. The task is just staggering.
Yes, but all department heads have been aware of this for months now and have been adding resources. We are in the middle of a rush expansion at Flight Command, even though, as you might remember, Flight Command was given all new facilities just 2 years ago, Frank.
200 million tracker elves sending in reports using phones, computers, tablets, and other devices is going to create a crush of information for Flight Command to handle when Santa takes flight, Roger.
We know that. That's partly why you saw us rush to announce the regional tracking center locations and why they are operational right now.
Joining us from the Department of Elf Resources is Elf Sandy. Sandy, how long have you known about this goal?
Since about March, Frank. That's partly why you've seen the steps we've taken on SantaTrackers.net already this year.
Sandy, I look at that elf map that shows all the city captains and all the state representatives and country ambassadors, and honestly, you're months ahead of what we've seen on that map in the past, and it makes a little more sense now.
But we have so far to go. That's just one website and one map, Frank. We have 47 other websites all operating in different languages for audiences all over the world. Their maps are starting to fill up too.
Do we know where we stand on the number of elves that we have right now?
That's why we have put Elf Flip in place. His team of accountants were formed in January, and they have been working not only on how to get an accurate accounting of the number of elves in each sector, but also on reporting those numbers frequently to each elf supervisor.
Roger, what has been done to add to the staffing of regional headquarters? I would imagine each sector has already had some important targets to meet this year.
Indeed they have, Frank. We also know we need greater efforts, especially from Sectors 2 and Sector 4 this year, if we're going to meet this goal. Sandy mentioned the websites. We've been working in different countries to develop these web properties in various languages, natively. That's new. We think and we hope it will lead to good things in recruiting more elves this year, so they don't have to translate. Previously, they had to translate from English to whatever language that they speak, and we felt it could be helpful if we could get resources out there in different languages. And we could take down some of the obstacles that we face in places like China or Iran or Ecuador or wherever.
Not to speak selfishly, but will such an effort be made with radio?
Yes, but maybe not to such a degree. We feel by expanding the radio effort on Christmas Eve, especially in certain parts of the world, we will better affect the effort next year at this time.
And who knows what next year at this time will look like. Joining us here from the news department is Elf John Pringle, Associate Director of News. John, just where is Elf Ernest today?
He's working the dunking booth at the Christmas in July fair in the North Pole Village. He's all wet, Frank.
I bet you've just been waiting to say that. John is his assistant. It falls to you then to speak to Santa's announcement from the perspective of the news department. What's your spin on this?
Where there's no spin, really, Frank, it's a huge goal. An impossible number from some respects, but I believe every department at the North Pole has owned that number for months. We just can't believe it hasn't leaked out before today.
Yeah, nobody I talked to even was close to what Santa just announced. Were you aware of it?
No, I wasn't. But Elf Ernest, before he left today, told me that I'd be handling this for him. I think he knew. But for me personally, I'm still trying to understand what this means. I'm stunned. I think more people here at the North Pole and around the world are feeling the same way.
How will the news department respond, John?
Well, we are going to report the news, Frank. That's fundamental. Our part in helping achieve the goal is to spread the news, no matter what the news is. We were expecting another year of doubling the goal and reaching 100 million elf level. Now we know we're in a different world altogether than we thought we would be. I suppose our meetings starting today will be very different.
Crash, you're very involved in this program and have been since the beginning. Clearly, you had no idea this was coming, but what do you think the next few months will look like for you?
I have no idea, Frank. Will I be working more on recruiting elves or in the training of new elves? I just don't know. You know, looking back on it now, I can see what some mysterious decisions that were made, like the Tracker Elf Conference coming up later this week. Well, now it makes sense to me that we're doing a conference in the middle of July, and I suppose we can expect more Tracker Elves and conference a time or two more between now and Christmas. We're going to have a couple more of them, Frank. This is a huge amount of elves to not only recruit, but also to train. I'm guessing that is where I'll be helping, Frank. I don't know. The next 5 months are just going to be crazy.
Well, there you have it, folks. 200 million Tracker Elves is the number for 2021, and it's a big, big goal. I think it's safe to say that based on just the reactions we have heard here today, in the past few minutes, what was going to be kind of a routine season has now turned historic. Please join us on Kringle Radio for more from North Pole Radio News, and of course right here on the Santa Tracker and North Pole Podcast, as we all work to help Santa reach this goal and make it a reality. We thank Elves Crash, Roger, Sandy, and John for being with us and for their candid comments. For North Pole Radio News, this is Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.